Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Adar Weinreb, he's an advocate for peace between Israelis and Palestinians. He's the founder of Grateful Giraffes. You know what? If you can't solve the Arab-Israeli conflict, can you solve ours in studio, maybe?
I could try. Yeah, let me know how I could help.
You probably can't. You know what? I think it's probably more complicated here. No, I'm only joking. But gosh, it's a very, 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 very difficult weekend with the attack on the Druze community. 12 young people dead. How does it move forward towards any form of resolution when we've still got this layer upon layer upon layer of violence and hate?
Yeah, I mean, this week was really quite challenging, you know, just to have 12 children be killed in one attack. These are Druze citizens of Israel. It just adds to this cycle of pain and trauma, and will almost certainly just lead to more violence and just greater escalation. And it's unfortunate. I'm waiting for the adults in the room to come together and understand that violence is not going to solve our problems, and the way forward is through negotiating and diplomacy. As hard as that may seem, violence has not really led us anywhere positive in the past 100 years of conflict with one another. So I'm here hoping for a different approach moving forward, but I don't have immense hope right at this moment.
Does it have to reach a certain point before everybody says, well, there's just been so much destruction, so much pain, that we're going to have to find the way forward? Or are we still in that cycle, which is justice, yeah, revenge, and
I mean, it's a great question. You know, I do hear a lot of people say, you know, eventually, if we just keep bombing Gaza, eventually they'll understand that peace is the only way. And then people kind of point to like Nazi Germany and Imperial Japan and how they eventually surrendered. But I think this conflict is fundamentally different for two reasons. One, the nature of who we're fighting. So, you know, generally, you know, Muslims have a very strong relationship with martyrdom in the afterlife. And like Hamas and a lot of their supporters, they're not as triggered by death, because they think that if they die fighting, then they're going to a better place.
Right.
So whereas other governments in the past would say, you know what, I don't want my people to die anymore, Hamas sees their people dying and they say, no, this is good, they're martyrs. So we need to take that into account. It's a very different paradigm. And the other is, people are more likely to accept either surrender or compromise if you can give them a clear vision for what a better life looks like.
Mm.
But Israel has really failed to do this. And this is one of the biggest mistakes Israel has made. You know, you have in the West Bank, Hamas is not in power. You have the Palestinian Authority. They're much more moderate than Hamas. They even recognize Israel's right to exist in 1989. Few people know this, but we haven't rewarded them for being moderate. You know, Israel's policy in the West Bank has been to continue to expand settlements. Daily interactions between Palestinians and soldiers or Palestinians and settlers are not positive experiences. They feel like this is how we're rewarded for being moderate. What's the point of being moderate?
Right.
And that is one of the reasons why Hamas is popular, because they see that being moderate has not rewarded them with statehood or a better life. So we're making a few fundamental mistakes when it comes to really finding a way forward and reconciling.
In other words, maybe the answer, part of the answer, is to grow a stronger, moderate Palestinian community, rather than treating everybody in the room as the same.
100%. We need to reward moderate behavior. We need to strengthen the voice of moderates, and we need to disincentivize extremism. Our policy has kind of been the opposite. You know, we were making sure Hamas continues to get money from Qatar. There was very much a strategy to keep Hamas strong, to kind of divide Gaza and the West Bank so they don't unify. Benjamin Netanyahu really thought a unified Palestinian government would be a threat to the status quo. So this was kind of his strategy. And we see how that backfired. And in addition to kind of uplifting the moderates, we need to understand that nobody is born extreme, right? Nobody is born hating. It is very much our experience and our environment that makes us who we are. So to the extent that Israel has an impact over the environment Palestinians are living in, we should do everything in our power to make that an environment that will be hospitable towards peace, that will create a generation of Palestinians that want peace with their neighbors. And again, we can't control all of their environment, but there's so much we can do to change the experience Palestinians have to make sure they're not as extreme. And, you know, it's important to remember that, you know, 100 years ago, life on the land was not perfect between Jews and Palestinians, but it was much better than it is now. There were beautiful relationships, and you had Jews in Europe moving to Ottoman Palestine because life here was better than it was in Europe, and it's deteriorated significantly. So just how things can get worse, things can get better. And just another point, you know, 30 years ago, Jews could travel to Gaza and be safe there, right? So it hasn't always been like this. It is decisions we've made. It's in environmental conditions, which has bred extremism, and it has moved in the wrong direction for many decades now, but we can change that trajectory and move it in a more positive direction.
Right. And an interesting point, obviously, the Palestinian population certainly also holds responsibility for this in terms of how they're teaching their children, how they indoctrinate, and how Iran, they've allowed Iran and others to get involved in it. So I think responsibility on both sides, but a very interesting and different approach. Adar Weinreb, thank you for that. He's an advocate for peace between Israel and Palestinians. He's the founder of Grateful Giraffe.